Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Brown, Bill's play-by-play man, will be calling Sunday night's game on WGR. He's with us on the WBEN live line this morning. Hey, Chris, this cold front or whiteout game at the stadium Sunday night against New England, and it marks Stefon Diggs' first game back in Buffalo since he left. How has he looked as a Patriot?
Yeah, he's settling in, but I think, you know, he's coming off his first 100-yard game in over a year. So, looks like he and Drake May have established a nice rapport. And I believe outside of Hunter Henry, he's the next most targeted receiving target. Hunter Henry's a tight end. So, I think he's settled in and found a nice role for them. And a lot of times he's been a reliable bailout option for May, especially when the initial structure of a play breaks down.
It's kind of a weird feeling, isn't it? You know, bringing him back, there's a little trepidation, I think, from fans, whether or not to cheer or boo him. He was such a big part of the Bills. When he left, it kind of seemed like there was, I don't know, not the greatest feeling there, though. How do you think he's going to be received on Sunday?
Yeah, it will be interesting to see. It's hard to argue with the production he put up for the football team. I mean, every year, he had over 1,100 yards. I believe he led the team in touchdowns every year he was here as well. So you cannot argue with the production. I think, you know, behind the scenes, there might have been some friction at times. And, you know, I think the Bills did a very good job of keeping a lid on a lot of that. But, you know, where that leaves the fans, I think, is a much different question. I think they'll be thankful for the years and the time that he put in, because I think it was undeniable that the guy raised the level of players around him much the way Josh does because of the intense competitor that he was and the work ethic that he had. So if you're just strictly going by what you got from him most of the time on the field, I think most fans would be pretty receptive.
Well, the Bills got some good injury news this week. Matt Milano and Ed Oliver returned to practice yesterday. Do you think there's a shot that either one of them play Sunday night?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of good news in the practice setting yesterday, seeing Milano and Ed Oliver return to practice for the first time since they left the lineup with injury certainly has them trending in the right direction to play on Sunday, as well as Spencer Brown, the starting right tackle who missed last week's game against the Saints. He also returned to practice on a limited basis. So to have them back on the practice field already on Wednesday is usually a good sign for players, you know, trending toward a return to the lineup. So we should hope that's the case with this important division game on tap.
Yeah, what do you make of New England? They put up a huge number last week in Carolina. At times it seems like they really have it going, but just aren't clicking at others. Where are their successes? Where do they struggle so far this year?
They have a franchise quarterback in Drake May. I don't think there's any question about that. He was good last year with absolutely nobody around him, and the Patriots had the most cap room in the league to spend some money, and they did this offseason. They invested heavily in their defensive front. They've got Milt Williams and Christian Barmore on the defensive interior, and they are a handful. So the guys guard to guard on the offensive line are going to be busy on Sunday in terms of keeping those two at bay. They get tremendous interior pressure. And then, you know, they've got outside edge rushers in Harold Landry, who some might remember from Tennessee, He's already got 3.5 sacks on the season, and Kalyvon Chaisson has been kind of a cast-off after being a disappointing first-round pick, but he's worked well opposite Landry, who gets most of the attention. And then offensively, they've tried to invest in the offensive line to get Drake May better protection, who was often on the run and running for his life last year with their first-round pick, Will Campbell, at left tackle. But the line is still something that's gelling and coming together for them, and I think that's why the offense at times has had trouble running the football. So their run game has not come together yet, but, man, they have a thunder and lightning combination in Ramondre Stevenson, who goes 230 pounds, and Travion Henderson, their second-round pick, who is lightning in a bottle. He's really an electric player. But Drake May is the centerpiece, and he's had an outstanding start to the season. He's completing 74% of his passes. Josh Allen's passer rating this year is 109.7. Drake May's is 109.4. And May's got 9 offensive touchdowns because he runs like Josh does and scores with his feet as well as he does with his arm. So he's got 9 offensive touchdowns so far this season. The only two quarterbacks in football that have more are the last two MVPs, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
Mm. Well, the Bills are on their third punter in 5 weeks. What should we know about Mitch Wishnowsky?
Good job there, Susan. Wishnowsky, right. That's how you say it.
Well, she hosts a show with me, so there's practice. Well,
Mazurowski, Wishnowsky.
Yeah, that's fair. The first change was more about lack of production when they made the switch to Johnston, and now they have to make a switch due to injury after Johnston got barreled into for the second straight week. Wishnowsky, veteran punter, Australian native, much like Johnston was, and got to the league a little late. You know, he was 26, 27 before he got here, and got great experience. He's got a respectable career net punt average of 40.7, which means he's had good cover teams, you know, in his career. But this is a guy that's punted in the Super Bowl, so he knows what he's doing back there. He's 33 years old, and you know, I think he could still get the job done. So the most important thing is getting on the same page with your long snapper, you know, where you like the ball positioned. You know, you like it on your right hip, you know, when you get ready to punt. And then obviously on the holds for Matt Prater. That'll be important, too, for those guys to nail down through the course of this week.
Yeah, hey, sounds great. I hope we never see him.
Yeah, right. Well, except on holds for kicks, right?
Yeah, that would be the one place. Well, hey, Chris, thank you. Can't wait to listen to you on the call Sunday night, that is. This Sunday night football, Bills and Patriots. That's Chris Brown. He'll be on the call on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.